the United States of America from the South.
所以, Joe 呢, 是从, 美国南部来的。
He talks funny.
他很有风趣啊。
If he spent more time in our ESL class, he would learn.
然后如果他在我们的 ESL 班上学习呢，他也会学到。
But you'll be able to understand him.
但你一定能听明白的。
Anne is from Ontario.
Anne 是从安大略省来的。
And she is normal.
他没有口音啊，他的英语很正。
So we're very glad.
我很高兴。
We're just going to, Joe is going to be speaking to us this afternoon, and again next Tuesday, probably carry on next Tuesday from what he's speaking to us today.
今天 Joe 会给我们讲下午的时间，下周二呢他会继续。
And Joe, we're very happy that you're here.
很高兴 Joe 能在这。
We're going to have a word of prayer. And, well, I guess we've got one other announcement before we pray.
我们还有一个通知在我们祷告之前。
Friday night is harp night.
这一周五呢是竖琴的竖琴之夜。
We've never had a harp night before.
我们以前从来没有一个安排竖琴的晚会。
The reason is we've never had anyone who can play the harp.
问题就是没有人懂怎么弹那个琴。
So Friday night, Joanna is going to play the harp.
所以周五的晚上呢 ，Joanna 怎么会帮我们弹竖琴
？Joe is going to tell the gospel story.
然后 Joe 弟兄会跟我们分享福音的故事。
And the rest of us are going to sing some Christmas carols.
然后剩下的我们大家可以一起唱一些圣诞节的圣诗。
So, that's our plan for Friday night, 7 o'clock here at the chapel. Friday night, it's a special ESL evening.
所以这周五七点是一个特别的 ESL 的晚上。
Anybody and everybody can come, but especially ESL.
每个人都能来，那我们特别邀请 ESL 的学生来。
So you come, bring your friends and family.
带你们的朋友和家人来。
Very good. Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we thank you for the Bible.
主啊，我们要为圣经献上感恩。
And we've come, Lord, we come to learn a little English, but we've mainly come to learn the Bible, Lord.
主啊，我们来虽然学一点英语，但我们主要是来学习您的圣经。
That's what's so very important.
因为这如此的重要。
And the Bible says that the Holy Spirit of God has been sent in order to teach us, and that's what we want the Holy Spirit to do today.
因为圣经告诉我们，圣灵被赐下就是为了教导我们，所以我们求您的圣灵今天教导我们。
So Lord, may the Holy Spirit speak through Joe to each of our hearts.
也求您的圣灵借着 Joe 弟兄对我们每个人的心说话。
We're asking your blessing now in Jesus' name.
我们请求您的祝福，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, I think I'm going to stand at least in the beginning.
我要站着哈，至少在最一开始的时候我站着。
Do you need a chalk? No, just a marker. Yeah, I'm sorry, I should have done that. Anne and I are very, very happy to be among you folks again.
Anne 和我呢，特别高兴和大家在一起。
That's all? Boy, it took me a longer to say it. We haven't been here for almost 2 years, and I see a lot of new faces, so I look forward to getting to know you a bit.
我们离开这里差不多有两年了哈，那有很多新人，那所以我很高兴认识大家。
So today I understand that this is a Bible study, and if you have a Bible with you, I want you to open to the book of Ephesians.
所以今天我们的圣经呢，我们学习以弗所书。
And chapter 2.
二章，新约的以弗所书二章。
While you're turning there, let me tell you a little bit of my background.
你翻书的时候呢，我给你们介绍一下我的背景。
Harold has already told you that I come from Mississippi.
因为 Harold 已经说了，我是从密西西比来的。
And I was raised in a very small town.
我是在一个非常小镇里长大的。
1,200 people population.
这个小镇的人口有多少呢？1,200个人。
A little bit smaller than Beijing.
就比北京呢稍微小一点而已。
In this hometown that I lived in, everybody was an American except one person.
那在我生活的家乡呢，这个每一个人都是美国人，除了一个人。
And the one person was a lady from France.
这个是一个女士啊，从法国来的一个女士。
She had met her husband during the war.And he brought her home as a, I guess, a war bride or whatever they say. And she was the only other, only foreigner in our town.
所以她是在二战的时候认识她的丈夫，所以她丈夫呢就和她一同回到了美国。这是他们小镇上唯一的一个外国人。
So I am sure that she felt. That everybody looked at her when she went to the grocery store or walked down the street in town. Everybody would have noticed her. She was the only one that was different.
所以当她去商店买点东西啊，或者去别的地方，每个人都能注意到她，因为她是唯一一个不是本地的。
A few years ago, when Anne and I came to Vancouver.
那很多年一些年前当 Anne 和我来到温哥华的时候
We went to the mall one day shopping.
我们去商店买东西。
And suddenly I stopped and I said to my wife.
然后我突然停住了，我就跟我太太说。
We are different from everybody else in this mall.
我说我们和这个商店里的其他什么人所有人都不同啊。
All of a sudden, we were the minority.
突然之间呢，我们是那个少数人。
And all these foreigners were there. You know,
所有这些人对我来说都是外国人。
So we have seen it from both sides. Now, why do I tell you this silly story?
那为什么跟你们大家讲这个有意思的小故事呢？
Because the Bible talks about two groups of people.
因为圣经讲到了两群人。
And know that you often study the Bible here, so you will know the two groups, but I will tell you anyhow.
有些经常在这学习的人大概知道这是哪两群人，但我还是会解释一下。
There are a group of people in the Bible that are called Jews, Israelites.
那在圣经里，这一群有一群的孩子呢，叫做犹太人。
And
以色列人。
They are called Jews because they are descendants from one man.
他们被称为犹太人，因为他们是从一个人的后裔来。
Does anybody know who the one man is?
有谁知道这个人是谁吗？
Wow, very good.
亚伯拉罕非常好。
Yeah, you almost said it in Hebrew, Abraham.
你们几乎都用希伯来发音来说。
Yeah, and the other group of people are called Gentiles.
那另外一群人呢？圣经管他们叫外邦人。
So, if you're here today and you know you can look back.And know that you have a family geology or genealogy that you are from a Jewish background, then you are Jew. If not, we are Gentiles.
所以如果我们在座的人呢，如果你往你的祖上去倒这个家谱啊，你能倒到你是犹太的后裔呢，那你就是犹太人，剩下的就全都是外邦人了。
So.I do not believe that I have any Jewish history in my family, so I am a Gentile.
所以我不相信我的祖上有任何犹太的血统啊，所以我相信我就是一外邦人。
Okay. So, one of the big problems throughout history has been the struggle between the Jews and the Gentiles.
所以历史上的一个很主要的发生的事呢。就是犹太人和外邦人之间的这个征战或者说挣扎。
The the Jews or Israelites were known as the people of God, the chosen people.
因为犹太人呢被称为呢神的选民啊，或者神的子民。
And the Gentiles, well, they weren't the chosen people of God.
那外邦人当然他就不是了。
But even in the Old Testament, a Gentile could be converted to worship the God of the Jews.
但即便是在旧约呢，一个外邦人也可以转变成他们去敬拜犹太人的神，就是上帝。
But most of the time, the Gentiles, they were outside of God, and the Jews, they were supposed to be God's people.
但绝大部分时间呢，外邦人其实跟神的约是没有份的，犹太人被称为神的选民。
Things were going to significantly change when God's Son Jesus came to earth.
当神的圣子耶稣到地上来的时候呢，事情就发生了大的变化。
And in Ephesians chapter 2, we're going to read about that change today.
以弗所书二章呢，我们就能够读到这个变化。
Okay. There's no sense in me reading and then you reading, or is it?
Yeah, I can read in Chinese.
Okay, you read in Chinese, beginning in verse
1.
No, verse 8. Down through verse 18.
18. 8
through
18. Okay. 我帮大家用中文读8节到18节啊。以弗所书2章8节。你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。所以你们应当纪念，你们从前按肉体是外邦人，是称为没受割礼的，这名原是那些凭人手在肉身上称为受割礼之人所起的。那时你们与基督无关，在以色列国民以外，在所应许的诸约上是局外人，并且活在世上没有指望，没有神。你们从前远离神的人，如今却在基督耶稣里靠着他的血已经亲近了。因他使我们和睦，将两下合而为一，拆毁了中间隔断的墙，而且以自己的身体废掉仇约，就是那记在律法上的规条，为要将两下借着自己造成一个新人，如此便成就了和睦，记在十字架上灭了冤仇，便借着这十字架使两下归为一体，与神和好了，并且来传和平的福音给你们远处的人，也给那近处的人。因为我们两下借着他被一个圣灵所感，得以进到父面前。
Okay, thank you for reading that. In verse 8 and 9, the first two verses that Lung read for you, is some of the most famous or common verses about salvation in the Bible.
那第八和第九节呢，是我们特别常引用的关于救恩的圣经里的经文。
Okay. There are several things we learn in those verses, and today I'm not going to speak on those verses, but I just point out a couple of things.
那有一些事情我们今天可以借着两节经文可以指出来。
For instance, in the end of verse 8, it says that salvation is a gift of God.
第一呢，就是八节最后，我们知道救恩是神所赐的。
I want you to think for a moment that you do not buy a gift, it is something that someone else gives you.
所以我想让大家理解这个概念，就是礼物呢不是你买的，是别人送你的，叫礼物。
Matter of fact, you may offend the person if they tried to give you a gift and you said, oh, let me buy that gift from you.
恰恰相反呢，你如果非要坚持把钱呢给到那个送礼物给你的人啊，其实你可能就冒犯他了。
Really, the only thing you can do if someone offers you a gift is to accept it or reject it.
所以你唯一能做的呢，别人送你一个礼物，你就是两个选择之一，或者接受或者拒绝。
So So I want you to think about this today. The Bible says that Jesus and salvation is God's gift to you.
所以我要先让大家理解这个概念，耶稣或者说救恩是神给你的礼物。
And I want you to think in your mind, have you accepted that gift or rejected that gift?
所以我要想让大家在脑子里想一想，你是不是接受了这个礼物呢，或者拒绝了这个礼物。
Now remember, you don't buy the gift and you can't earn the gift, you can only accept it or reject it.
你还是要记得这个事情，你不是买了这个礼物，也不是说你挣来的这个礼物，你只有两个选择，接受呢，或者拒绝。
Okay. Now I want to call your attention to verse 11.
好，我们来看第十一节。
Therefore, remember that you once were Gentiles in the flesh. The point is, there was a time when you were different.
所以，你原来是外邦人，那就意味着你原来有一个时间呢，你是不同的。
Okay. Now, the letter, the book that we're reading, is written to non-Jews, Gentiles.
所以这封书信啊，它的读写的对象呢，是不是犹太人？
Okay.
是外邦人。
Okay. So he is saying there was a time when things were a lot different for you spiritually, for your relationship to God. Things were different for you.
所以他就提醒这些人呢，说很有以前的一些时候呢，你们在属灵上啊，在灵里其实是很不同的，跟神的关系。
If you are here today and you are a true born again Christian, was a time in your life when things were a lot different.
如果你在座的是一位重生的基督徒呢，你就知道这意思了，就是在你的生命中有那么一阵，在过去的时候你是完全不同的。
We even have, as we know about time, we might talk about B.C. before Christ was born, or A.D. after his death, or what's the year of our Lord, designating centuries gone by, B.C. before Christ, or in the year of our Lord after his death, things after Christ.
所以我们经常讲到时间呢，会有公元前和公元后啊，就是都是以耶稣为分界线的。那公元前就他来之前，公元后就他来了。
For me, if I said to you, I want to tell you a story, and the story happened in B.C.
然后呢，我跟你大家讲一个故事，我的故事，但这个故事发生在公元前。
Before I became a Christian, B.C.
就是在我成为基督徒之前，就是 B.C. 了。
Or A.D. after I have trusted the Lord Jesus' death, after his death, so after I become a Christian, or before I become a Christian.
所以在我这里，他说在他这里也有公元前和公元后，因为 B.C. 呢就是 before Christ， 在他得救有基督之前 ，A.D. 就是在他重生，他死了之后他又活了。
Yeah. Okay. So the writer here is saying to these people, there was a time when things were different B.C. before Christ. That's what he's talking about.
所以他在这里讲的意思呢，就是。你们这些人呢，原来是有那么一段时间是在你们认识主之前的那段时间。
Now, I have no idea how this is going to translate. Circumcision and uncircumcision in verse 11.
Yeah, 就是割礼和未受割礼啊。
Okay.
十一节，对。
Okay. Circumcision was the sign that God gave to the Jewish nation.
所以割礼呢是神给到犹太民族的一个记号。
So in this verse, it's kind of interesting. It says at one time, you who are Gentiles, you were called uncircumcised by the Jew, the ones that had the sign of God. They looked at them and said, "You're uncircumcised."
所以你说呢？他说呢，你们这些人呢，曾经在不认识主的时候，被犹太人呢看作是没受割礼的。就是他没有神的记号的那群人。
Okay. Circumcision was the sign then that you were one of the people of God, God's people.
所以割礼呢就是那个信号啊，他们这一群人就是神的孩子了。
If a Jewish person wanted to really despise or look down on another person, they would say to that person, "You are uncircumcised. You have nothing to do with our God."
所以，如果一个犹太人他真的鄙视、藐视一个人的话呢，他们的这个表达方法就是，哎呀，你就是你这个没受割礼的人。就意味着他们在神的约上没有份。
Do you remember the story of David and Goliath?
你们记得大卫和歌利亚的那个故事吗？
Little shepherd boy David with a sling and a stone, and he kills the big giant. You remember that story?
记得那个小小的小羊倌，但是是大卫他甩石打死了那个巨人歌利亚吗？
Do you know what David said about the giant?
你知道大卫是怎么说那个？巨人歌利亚的吗？
You are uncircumcised.
大卫就说你这没受割礼的人、啊、他就是这么说他的。
You have nothing to do with our God.、
啊、你跟我的神没有任何关系。
You come with a sword and a spear, but I come in the name of the God of Israel.
他说你带着你的刀剑来，我以我的以色列神的名来跟你打。
Okay.So, in our reading, we have these two groups, Jew and Gentile, circumcised, uncircumcised.
所以在我们的这个读这个经文里呢，我们现在有这个背景了，两群的人，犹太人，外邦人。
So, in verse 12, we learn some other things.
在十二节呢，我们又读到了一些其他的内容。
We learn in verse 12 that before...they had anything to do, that is the Gentiles, before they had anything to do with God, that they were without Christ. That's the first thing we learn. Verse 12.
十二节的一开始我们知道呢，在那个时间之前，他们的状态是与基督无关的。
Okay. So, I'm thinking now of my own life, okay?
所以我在想我自己的生命嘛。
Before I became a Christian, I was without Christ.
那我在成为基督徒之前呢，我真的是跟基督没关。
Okay. Then in verse 12 it says, aliens from the commonwealth of Israel.
在以色列国民以外。
Okay. That is a reference that they did not have a right standing with God. They were...If someone is an alien, they're in, how would you say that? They're in the wrong place. An alien is a person who doesn't have a home. They're from a foreign place. How would you say that? They don't fit.
就是他英文里讲的是 alien. Alien 就是一个不是在自己，就是外地来的，然后其实那个这个外星人也用的是这个词啊，就是完全跟自己的家乡没有关系的。
And strangers from the covenants of promise.
在所信应许的诸约上是局外人。
See, in the Bible, in the Old Testament, God made a lot of promises, especially to His people. A lot of promises.
在旧约里呢，神给了他的孩子，就以色列民很多的应许。
But as a Gentile, they didn't have, they couldn't claim those promises. They weren't their promises.
但作为外邦人，他们不能够得着这应许，因为不是给他们的。
And whenever God makes a covenant, that is God promises to do something. That's a covenant.
所以当神立一个约的时候呢，他都是要把祝福啊，把他自己要做的应许给出去。
Mm-hmm. And then notice,they didn't have any hope. They were hopeless.
所以，但是呢，他们世上是没有指望的。
We're talking about the Jew compared to the Gentile. Remember? So it's the Gentiles that have no Christ, no home, no covenant, hopeless, and without God, no God.
所以外邦人是什么状态呢？他们是没有基督。然后呢，是在这个漂流在外的，然后是应许上是局外人， 在世上没有指望，也没有神。
Right. So the writer is setting up a comparison of the two groups, the Jew and the Gentile. And he is discussing for the Gentiles that he's writing to. He said, there was a time when these things, you didn't have anything.
所以这个作者呢，他就在做了一个对比啊，把犹太人和外邦人做了个对比，然后他写信的对象呢是这些外邦人，就告诉大家呢，你们曾经就是这样的状态。
But notice the contrast in verse 13.
那你要注意13节的这个对比。
But now, it says.
但是现在。
But now in Christ Jesus, you who were once far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ.
你们从前远离神的人，如今却在基督耶稣里，靠着他的血已经亲近了。
Okay, now in these next few verses, the term "those who are near" and "those who are far off" are going to be used to represent these two groups of people.
所以为过后面的几段经文呢，就一直在讲近的和远的。就是在代表这两群的人，犹太人呢，在这个约里是近的，外邦人呢是远的。
So, as Paul writes to these Gentiles, he's saying there's a time when you weren't close, you were far off, and all of these things are reality for them. But things change when Christ comes on the scene.
所以保罗写给以弗所人说，曾经呢，你们都是远的。但现在借着耶稣基督的血呢，你们现在可以进前来。
Okay. Now you notice in verse 13 again that it is the blood of Christ that makes the difference.
注意在十三节是什么使事情变化的？基督的血。
Okay. Let's think for a few minutes about the blood of Christ.
我们想一想，假设没有耶稣的血。
Does anybody know what blood type Jesus had?
有谁知道耶稣血型是什么吗
？I don't either. It's okay.
我也不知道，所以没关系。
I know that it was different from any other blood in the world.
但我知道一件事，它是和地上所有的血都不同。
The reason I know it is different because in that blood there was no sin.
我有一件知道的，就是在那血里没有罪。
It is perfect, without spot, without blemish. The man, Christ Jesus, shed his blood was the most precious blood that was ever shed on earth or in the universe.
没有任何的瑕疵，没有罪。他把这最纯洁的血呢，全宇宙哈，最纯洁的血。
Now,
为我们的罪付上。
I do want to see if I can paint a bit of a picture for you. We know that the scriptures record for us in several places that Jesus actually bled. His blood was shed.
我们知道呢，圣经里反复讲过这样的一个概念，就是耶稣呢为我们流出了他的血。
It is very possible.That in the Garden of Gethsemane, when it said he sweat as it were great drops of blood, being in agony, that really did happen. That blood was forced out of the skin, and he sweat blood.
也很有可能呢，即便是在前一天晚上的科西玛尼的祷告里呢，耶稣那个头上开始大大大的汗珠掉下来的时候，也是有血的，因为他的毛细血管也破了。
I asked a medical doctor one time, and maybe there's medical people here. I asked him one time, is it possible to sweat blood?
我也是问过医生啊，我们在座可能有一些是学医的，我就问他呢，我说一个人出汗能不能里面有血？
And he said to me, not only is it possible, but it has been recorded, medically recorded,that it can happen.
所以他说呢，不但是可能，而且呢，在医学上也有记载，这是可以发生的。
But he said, as far as I know, If anyone sweats blood, they do not recover from that, they die.
但他说呢，据我所知呢，如果一个人他的汗里面都开始有血啊，他就不可能再恢复了，他就肯定要死的。
In other words, the pain or the stress or the agony that causes blood to be forced through the skin is so great that if that happens, they don't recover, they die.
他说就是痛苦压力，大到一个程度，使他的终端血管都破了以后，进到这个汗液里去呢，他就不能再恢复了。
But Jesus did not die in the Garden of Eden in agony when he is praying to the Father. He did not die in the garden.
耶稣并不是在头一天晚上克西马尼园在极痛苦中的祷告中死的，不是。
He was under extreme agony. And he said to his disciples, I am very sorrowful as he prayed in the garden.
所以当他在园子里祷告的时候，他跟门徒说，他说我极其忧伤。
Now, we might say, well, what was he praying in the garden that made him under such pressure and agony and sorrow?
我们可能会想呢，他是什么使他有这么大的痛苦和忧伤，在他祷告的时候。
And we know what his prayer was.
我们也知道他的祷告是什么。
And it goes something like this.
他是这么说的。
If it is possible, let this cup pass from me.
他说，父啊，如果可行，求你挪走这杯子的杯。
The reference to the cup would be what was in the very near future of him suffering and being rejected and dying on the cross for our sins. That is what the cup represented. If it is possible, let that pass away.
所以这个杯在指什么呢？就是在不久的未来，就是在他当时他要去被藐视、被定罪，然后被钉死在十字架上这样的一件事情就在这苦杯里啊，所以他说，如若可行，求你挪走这杯。
Just remember, this is the night before he was crucified.
要记得，这是他被钉十字架的头一天晚上。
And in agony, he lifts his voice to the Father and said, "If it's possible, let it pass."
所以在极痛苦中呢，他向父神祷告说，如果可行，求你挪走。
Now remember, because he is the Son of God, he knows exactly what is going to happen.
要记得他也是圣子啊，他知道，完全确切的知道未来要发生的事。
And after he makes that request in the garden three times, he always said, "Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will, God's will be done."
但即便这样呢，他三次之久的祷告呢，他最后每一次最后都加了一句，他说，但是不要按我的意思，要按你的意思成全，父神。
So we believe it is very possible that he did sweat literal blood from his skin in the Garden of Gethsemane.
所以我们猜呢，这是极有可能，就是他当时流下的汗呢，就不是一个像血滴那么大的汗，而是里面真的有血。
And then there's other places where he shed his blood as well.
当然在其他地方他也流出了他的血。
Okay. We know that they took a whip and they beat his back.
我们知道他被鞭打，他的背被鞭打。
And the scriptures say that his back was like a plowed field.
圣经是这么描述的，说他的背呢就像被犁啊，犁过了一样。
And if you strike the skin enough times, eventually the skin breaks and blood comes forth.
所以如果背呢一直被鞭打呢，这个皮就会破了，就是最后血就会出来。
We also know that they put a crown of thorns on his head.
我们也知道呢，他们把 荆棘的冠冕戴在他头上。
Yeah. And then they took a reed, a stick, and they hit the crown of thorns, pressing it down into the skin.
然后他们用那个苇子，就是那个棍子，来打这个荆棘的冠冕哈，就让这个荆棘呢会刺到肉里去。
No doubt, forcing the thorns into the skin and then causing where the thorns had pierced the skin to bleed there as well.
所以当然在这样的过程里呢，荆棘就会使得头上的那个皮肤也开始要流血。
Maybe you have noticed, and we often see it with children, if they cut their hand, not so bad, if they cut their head, really bleeds, a lot of blood from the head.
你要知道呢，当孩子们玩的时候，他不小心割到手呢，可能血流的不多的。但他不小心碰到头啊，这个血流得很快的，因为头上的血管很丰富。
Yeah. We are told as well that they took his beard and plucked from his face.
我们也知道呢，那些兵丁还会戏弄他，就是拔他的胡子。
We suggest that perhaps again blood would have come from where they pulled the beard.
所以在这个过程中我们想呢，应该也是会流血的。
And then, of course, we come to the crucifixion.、Right?
然后我们就来到钉十字架的过程。
And they take spikes, nails, and they drive through his hands and through his feet.
所以他们会把这钉呢钉在他的手和脚上。
And then you might remember at the end of the day when they crucified him.They gave the command to break the legs because the thieves were not dead yet. And so the command said, break the legs so that death will hurry up.
那在当天下午快结束的时候呢，为了让那个这些被钉死的人呢是能够死在石架上，那个官长要求把他们的腿骨打断。
Something very unusual happened then.
然后这时候呢，有很不寻常的事情发生了。
A soldier came with some instrument and broke the legs of the two thieves.
然后呢，有一个兵丁来呢，他就把耶稣身边的两个强盗的腿骨都打断了。
But when he came to Jesus without being commanded, he lays the club down and he takes a spear.And forces the spear into the side of Jesus on the cross.
那他来到耶稣面前呢，却没有打断他腿骨，但却拿了一杆枪啊，扎了耶稣的肋旁。
And John's Gospel records it for us that when he put the spear in the side, along with water, blood came out.
那约翰福音记载呢，当枪扎进去的时候呢，就有血和水流出来。
So. When we think about the blood of Christ, we can think of several occasions where he actually bled. Blood was let out of his body.
所以当我们想到耶稣呢，我们就能想到一些场合，就是他的血真的为我们流的场合。
Okay. Now, some might ask the question, did he bleed to death? Did he lose so much blood that he actually died from a loss of blood?
那有人可能会问呢，他真的是流血到死吗？
And the answer is absolutely not.
当然，答案不是。
No, he did not bleed to death.
他不是因为失血过多而死的。
And then some might ask the question, well, they beat him so bad, maybe they beat him unconscious and they beat him to death.
那也有人会想呢，他们打他。打得很厉害，直到一个程度他失去意识，所以耶稣是被打死的吗？
No, they did not beat him.
不是的，耶稣不是被众人打死的。
Some have suggested, well, maybe he just died from exhaustion. The whole thing was more than the body could bear, and he just died from exhaustion.
那也有人会想，也许他就是身体不能承受了这样的一个过程太痛苦了，所以他是。精疲力竭而死的。
No, he did not die from exhaustion.
不是的，他也不是精疲力竭死的。
The Bible is very, very clear how he died.
圣经是非常非常清楚他究竟是怎么死的。
He gave his life.
就是他把他的生命给出来。
Matter of fact, the Lord Jesus said before the crucifixion, I have power to lay my life down, and I have power to take it again. No one takes it from me.
所以耶稣呢，在这之前说，我有权柄把我的生命舍了，也有权柄再取回来，所以没有人能够，夺他的生命。
Let me suggest for you that when Jesus is on the cross, he is very much in control, not out of control.
所以我要告诉大家呢，在耶稣还在十字架上的时候，他依然是那个掌权的，他是那个掌握进度的，而不是失控的。
The Bible is clear that he came to offer his life as a sacrifice to God in your behalf.
因为圣经非常清楚地说，他要把自己当作一个祭物，为了你的罪而献上，这是他来的。
Taking your sin in his body and then dying because the wages of sin is death.He gave his life a ransom for many.
他为了你的罪，放在他的身上，他要作为一个祭物献上，把我们的赎价做成，这就是他来献祭的目的。
Matter of fact, the last prayer that he prays on the cross tells us he's in control.
实际上呢，他最后一个祷告在十字架上说明呢，其实他是还是在掌权的。
That prayer goes like this.
这个祷告是这样。
Father, into thy hands I commit my spirit.
他说父啊，把我的灵交给你。
And he bowed his head and dismissed his spirit.
然后他就低头，他的把自己的灵就交给神。
The spirit represents life, his life. He bowed his head.And he gave his life.
所以他低下头，把他的生命给了。
He has the power to lay his life down.
所以他有权柄把他的生命舍了。
Okay. So let's think about the blood one more time.
所以我们再想一次这个血。
The Bible often reminds us that without the shedding of blood, there's no forgiveness.
因为圣经常常提醒我们呢，没有血流出呢，就不能有赦免。
对。Now, when the animal sacrifice, when it came to the animal sacrifice, they would always drain the blood from the animal.
所以当动物来到献祭的地方呢，他们总是要把动物的血流出来。
Matter of fact, for the Israelites, all of the blood had to be drained out of the body, and they were forbidden to eat anything with blood in it.
在犹太人里面呢，这就是更加明显的命令，所有的血都不能吃，啊，血都是要任何的血都是要先放掉。
But let me suggest that when Jesus shed his blood, the blood represented his life. The life of the flesh is in the blood, Leviticus says.
所以利未记说呢，是生命啊。是在血里，所以当耶稣把血流出的时候，他其实就把生命给出来。
So if you could think about it this way, when Jesus shed his blood, it's a token, a symbol, he's giving his life.
你可以把这个想象成一个象征，非常明显的象征。当耶稣的血流出来，他就把他的生命给出来。
And when it comes to the book of Hebrews, we understand that his blood was different from the blood of bulls and goats.
然后来到希伯来书，我们就能明白呢，他的血和公羊和公牛的血是不一样的。
In the Old Testament, sacrificial animal had no rights. They couldn't make any decision. They're just an animal.
所以在旧约里那些献祭的动物呢，他们其实是没有选择权的，他们只是动物而已。
And so if a sacrifice was made,the man goes into the herd and or a flock, and he gets an animal. The animal had no choice. He brings the animal, and the animal is killed, and the blood is shed.
所以在旧约里，要献祭的时候呢，这个主人会从羊群里或者牛群里找一只 动物过来然后杀了他，这个过程中的这只献祭的祭物是没有选择权的。
Jesus knew where he was going. He consciously made the choice to be the sacrifice.
那耶稣却不同，他知道他要去哪里，他是有意识的自愿的做了这个献祭的决定。
And so the writer to the Hebrews says his blood is so much better than the blood of bulls and goats because he was the Son of God and he chose to give his life.
那希伯来书说呢，他的血啊比羊公牛和羊的血要好得多，因为他是神的圣子，他选择成为这祭物。
Okay, so let's read once more verse 13.
我们再读一遍十三节，继续再读一遍。
But now in Christ Jesus, you who were once far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ.
你们从前远离神的人，如今却在基督耶稣里，靠着他的血已经亲近了。
Okay, so who are the far off?It is the Gentiles who are far off.
谁是远离的呢？外邦人。
And in the context, those who are near are the Jews.
那在上下文里，谁是近的呢？那就应该是犹太人了。
Now watch how God is going to knit these two groups together. Verse 14.
十四节，你看神是把这两群人怎么连在一起的。
For he himself is our peace who has made both one.And has broken down the middle wall of separation, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, that is the law of commandments contained in ordinances, as so to create in himself one new man from the two, thus making peace.
十四节，因他使我们和睦，将两下合而为一，拆毁了中间隔断的墙。而且以自己的身体废掉冤仇，就是那记在律法上的规条，为要将两下借着自己造成一个新人，如此便成就了和睦。
Notice in verse 14, just these words, has made both one, as near and far off, two groups, Jew and Gentile.
所以十四节两下合而为一，这就是近的和远的外邦人。
Yeah, and again in verse 15,
15节,
one new man, that is one new group of people,
一个新人，那就是两群人合而为一了。
From the two groups,
是从两群来的。
And in verse 16,
第十六节,
that he might reconcile, there's our word, both to God,
他们是神与他使他们与神和好。
In one body, through or by the cross.
借着十字架使两下归为一体。
Okay. Let's put a cross up here.
好，我们当中画一个十字架。
Well, we've already learned that the Jews.Said we're the people of God, and the Gentiles they have nothing to do with our God.
我们就知道呢，犹太人说，哎，我们是神的子民，那些外邦人跟神没有关系。
And the Lord Jesus came and made it possible for the two groups, the Jew and the Gentile, to become one new person, one new group, not Jew and Gentile anymore, one new group.
那主耶稣来呢，使两群。不再成为外邦人，也不再成为犹太人，而是成为一体，一个新人。
And the way God was going to do that was by the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross. That's what brought the two groups together.
所以神做的方法呢，就是借着耶稣基督在十字架上献上的这赎罪祭，两下就能两群就合一了。
Now, if I could, If I could make an application here for a moment.
那我看看能不能把这一段来应用一下。
Let me suggest for a moment, just by application, those who are near are the religious people.
那我们想一想呢，这些近处的人呢，就是那些属宗教的人了。
These are people who go to church, who sing in the choir, who, join with others and call themselves religious people.
这些人呢会去教会，他们也参加诗班，然后在人眼里呢他们是非常属神很敬虔的人，那他们就是我们管他们叫人属神的比较宗教化的人。
Those religious people would say we are near to God.
那这些人会一定会说呢我们跟神很近。
And then the other group, the Gentiles, by application, let's say those are the bad guys. Okay.
那外邦人呢？我们应用一下呢，就是人眼里的不好的人。
These are the people who say there is no God. I don't believe in God. And if there is a God, He can't make me serve Him. Bad people.
这些坏人，那他们就说不会有神，我也不相信神。就算有呢，他也不可能使我去跟他有关系，服务他。
Okay. So. They sin and they are sinners and they don't care.
对，他们也的确犯罪，也的确是罪人，但他们也不在乎。
So we got good by application, good religious people and bad not religious people.
我们稍微应用一下呢，就会看见，哎，也是两群人，一群表面很敬虔、很宗教的人，第二群呢，一看就是坏人的。
But both groups need something.
但是你会发现两群人都需要一些一样东西。
You could be here today and say, I am not a bad person.
你可能今天来呢会说呢我其实不是一个很坏的人。
And so I put you in this category, near to God.
那我就把你放在左边这一群人里，就是与神比较近的犹太人里。
Or you might say, I'm kind of a bad person. Matter of fact, I've done some really bad things and...I'm going to put you over here far off.
那也许呢你会说呢，哎，其实我真是一个不好的人，我也做了一些很不好的事，那我就把你放在远边，那个外邦人这一群人里。
And this person here far off might look over to this person and say, they're good people and I'm not a good person and I don't have any hope.
那这些远离神的人会可能看见这些很敬虔宗教的人呢说，哎，他们这些人都是好人，我没有机会，我不是个好人。
That's okay. Nothing serious has happened. Thank you. Let there be light. Thank you. Okay. And so this person here, who we say is religious and near, they look over here. You know what they say? I'm better than those people over there.
但是左边这群人看右边这群人呢会怎么想呢？
I'm not a sinner like those people.
那我是个好人，我不像那个人那么糟糕，我不是一个坏人，对，他可能会这么想。
The truth is they both need to be reconciled to God.
但事实上真相是什么呢？他们每一群都需要与神和好。
Nowthe word reconcile, let's talk about that for a minute.
好，我们来学一下这个词 reconcile, 就是和解、和好是什么意思。
Okay. When I left Ontario and I came to British Columbia and I looked at my watch and I go, something is wrong. I don't have the same time as everybody else in British Columbia.
那我从安大略省飞到这里的时候，我一看表，我发现有点问题，我的表跟本地的这个时间不一致啊。
Matter of fact, they are 3 hours behind in British Columbia.
因为我发现这边的时间比我们那边慢了三个小时。
I'm way ahead of these people.
我的时间已经跑到这边当地时间前面去了。
So there's 3 hours different in what time zone?
因为我们时区刚好和安大略差了三个小时。
So if I say, I'm not going to change my watch, I'm just going to go by Ontario time.
如果我就非说呢，我就不想改我的时间，我就想用安大略的时间。
I'm going to be 3 hours early everywhere I go.
所以我没任何时候，没管我去哪里，我都比别人早三个小时。
And I don't want to be 3 hours early everywhere I go. So watch. I'm going to reconcile my watch.
所以你知道我不想要什么时间都早三个小时，所以我要做什么呢？我要和使这个表啊，我要调整一下，使它与和好。
I'm going to adjust my watch to the time zone in British Columbia. I'm going to change and adjust it to the standard.Of West Coast Time or whatever it's called.
Yeah. 所以我要调我的时间，调我的手表到本地 BC 省当地的 时区上的时间。
Okay. Now these two groups, the far off bad guys, near good guys.
啊，所以这两群人，外邦人，远处的啊坏人，然后近处的看上去的好人。
They need to be adjusted to a standard.
他们都需要调整到一个唯一的客观标准上来。
We say, well, what time zone are they in?
我们会说，哎，他们在哪个时区呢？
We're not talking about time zones anymore. We're talking about man's standard and God's standard.
所以我们不是在讲时区了，我们在讲什么？我们在讲神的标准和人的标准。
Now man's standard kind of goes like this.
那门人的标准大概是这样。
I look at you and I say not bad, good person. I look over here and I say bad person. And I compare people with people and I come up with my own standard of what is good and what is bad.
然后我看看这里，我说哎，这个好人；我看看那里，哎，说那个不好，那个坏人。我就在比较人呢，比来比去。
Did you ever notice that when you compare yourself with somebody else, you're usually just as good or better?
所以你如果只是比人比来比去啊，你或者是也就还一般的好，或者就更好一点，所以你总是一个相对的概念。
But that's how man sees. That's man's standard.
人看事情就这样的角度。
God's standard is different.
那神的标准不一样。
I suppose everybody in this room, if you were honest, you want to be honest now, you would say, I am not perfect.
所以我觉得呢，这个屋子里的人呢，如果你是诚实的对自己的心，其实你就会说，其实我并不是完美的。
Anybody perfect? Raise your hand.
如果觉得自己很完美呢，就举个手。
Let's see, Harold. Harold is Norma is not raising their hands. Okay, but that's man's standard. God's standard is perfect.
但是神的标人的标准就没有完美了，神的标准就是完美。
God is perfect.
因为神是完美的。
Anyway, every way you look at him, turn him, watch him.Absolutely perfect.
然后你任何角度，不管你怎么看，就是完全，全然都是完美。
Jesus was a perfect baby.
耶稣是一个完美的。
Boy, wouldn't you like one of those, you know, perfect babies? That wouldn't that be great, you know?
一个完美的婴孩。
He was a perfect teenager.
他是一个完美的少年人。
He was a perfect adult.
他是个完美的成年人。
The Bible says.He did no sin, and he knew no sin, and in him was no sin.
圣经里说呢，他没有犯罪啊，在他里面也全然没有罪，他也不知道罪。
Did you ever think of it this way?
你有没有这么想过？
Jesus was the only one who was good enough to go to heaven.
耶稣可能是唯一一个足够好可以去天堂的。
And they crucified him.
但是人们却把他钉死了。
But he did it for you.
但是呢，他却是为了你而这么做的。
God is in heaven and he's got a perfect heaven and we're on earth and we're not perfect.
对，神在天堂，他有一个很完美的天堂。我们在地上，我们却不是很完美。
And the earth is full of good people and bad people.
地上就充满了所谓的好人和坏人。
But none perfect.
却没有一个完美的人。
So how are we ever going to be with God? How are we ever going to get to heaven?
那我们怎么样才能与神在一起去天堂？
Listen, listen.
注意啊。
You must be reconciled.
你必须要和好嘛。
You've got to be adjusted to God's standard.
你必须要调整到神的标准上来，不是吗？
And how does he do that? How does God reconcile us to himself?
那神如何与我使我们与他和好呢？十字架了。
Right here. That's what we read.
这就我们读到的吗？
16, that he might reconcile both to God in one body by the cross, through the cross.
并借着这十字架使两下归为一体，与神和好。
Okay. Now we got two groups, And God says, I'm bringing these groups together in one new person.
然后我们有两群人，神说呢，我要把这两群人呢合成一个新人。
And I'm going to do that by the shed blood of my son on the cross.
那我要怎么做呢？我要让我的圣子的血呢流出，流在十字架上。
You'll notice in verse 17, he came and preached peace to you that were far off and to those who were near.
并且来传和平的福音给你们远处的人，也给那近处的人。
Guess what I'm doing today?
你猜我今天在做什么？
I'm preaching to those who are far off and those who are near.
我在把福音传给那远的，也传给那近的。
Because the answer is the same.
因为答案是一样的。
You know, I got saved in 1970.
我在1970年得救的。
And in 1970, there was bumper stickers and billboards that said Christ is the answer.
有的在那个时代呢，会有的广告牌或者那个车子的那个保险杠上会写这种标语，说耶稣就是那答案。
Of course, the skeptic or the critic, they would say, if Christ is the answer, what's the question?
那有些挑战的人啊，挑刺的人说，那如果耶稣是答案，那问题是什么呢？
And you know what the answer is? You know what It doesn't matter what the question is.
其实就是什么，不管什么问题，耶稣都是答案。
It doesn't matter what question you ask. Jesus is the answer.
不管你问什么样的问题，耶稣都
是答案。Ask any question you want to. Christ is the answer to man's problems and problems in life. Christ is the... You know what? I don't even see that on billboards anymore.
所以呢，无论你什么样的人生的麻烦，麻烦有千千万，答案只有一个，就是耶稣基督。
See, God looks down and he says, we got a big problem down here on earth.
所以如果我们往下看，假设神往下看，说地上有个大麻烦。
We got some people who think they're really good, and we got some people who think they're really bad, and we got a whole lot of people in the middle, but I have the answer for them all.
有的人说他们是好人，有的人说他们是坏人，当中还是夹杂着一大群中间的人。
Christ
有一个答案给他们。
Is the answer.
答案就是基督。
Now, I want you to visualize in your mind Jesus on the cross and the thieves and all the people there. There's a lot of people. The women are there. His mother's there. Disciples are there, soldiers, the whole thing.
我们想一想，我们脑子里想一想这个画面，耶稣在十字架上，那兵丁在下面，很多的人都在下面，那耶稣的母亲也在，那个妇人也在，围观的人也在，都在呢。
Okay, in that group, Jesus' mother was there. Scriptures are clear, John 19, verse 25, there stood by the cross Mary.His mother. So she's there.
所以我们很清楚的知道，在约翰福音十九章讲到，在这群人里面呢，耶稣的母亲就在里面。
Okay. I think you might agree with me that on earth, Mary, his mother, might represent the good people. Okay, I mean, on earth, there's nobody good enough to go to heaven, but on earth, she's probably at the top of the list of good people. Here's Mary. She's at the cross.
那我们想一想，那在地上呢，玛利亚可能是谁？耶稣的母亲呢？就是好人中那个代表了。我们不是在讲天堂，因为就在讲地上，我们总是相对的。那她应该就能代表那好人了，对不对？
There are some other people there, too.
当然了，底下还有一些其他人。
For instance, the two thieves that are crucified with the Lord Jesus.
当然，比方说，就耶稣两边的，一边一个的强盗。
Okay, let's call them the bad people.
那我们管他们叫什么？就管他们叫坏人吧。
And especially the one who just said, "If you be the Christ, come down and let's all leave."
尤其那一个还跟着对着耶稣说，你要是神，那自己下来吧。就这个人更加是坏一些。
Yeah. So. Let's say the thief represents the really bad people far off, and Mary represents the really good people who are near.
假设呢，那个强盗呢，就代表着远处的这外邦人，那玛利亚代表着近处的犹太人。
That's what both groups need.
你猜这两群人都需要什么呢？
Why do you think Mary is at the cross?
你觉得为什么玛利亚要在十字架下呢？
She needs a savior.
她也需要救主吗？
She's really good.But she's not perfect, and she's got to be adjusted to God's standard.
她很好，但她不完美，她必须还是要调整到神的标准。
And the blood of the son that she bore by a miraculous conception, he shed his blood for his mother.
所以她怀孕生的，以神奇的神迹的方式怀孕生的孩子。这个孩子流出的血也一样要救他的母亲。
And his blood was also shed for the thief on the cross as well.
那同样，这个孩子耶稣的血流下来，也要去救他身边那个强盗。
So I'm going to ask you this question.
所以今天我要问你们
一个问题。If you were standing at the cross that day, would you stand close to Mary or close to the thief?
所以我想问的问题呢，如果你那天也站在十字架下。你想要离玛利亚更近呢，还是离强盗更近呢？
You say, well, I don't know. I'm not as good as Mary, but I'm not as bad as the thief.
你说呢？哎呀，我也不知道，因为我可能没玛利亚那么好，但我也不如那强盗那么糟吧。
It doesn't matter, but you've got to get to the cross. Stand somewhere.
所以这个不重要，你不管站在哪，但是你要。
Say, I need Jesus.
你要耶稣基督。
I need God to reconcile me, adjust me to His standard by the cross.
我要神与调整我到一个神的标准，与神和好。
So whether you were far off or whether you were near, the answer is the same. It is only by the cross.
答案都是一样的，都是借着十字架和好。
Okay, so.Let me suggest then, let's go back to verse 12. Let me suggest that what we were not, because we were separated from God through Christ, we become what God wants us to be.What we were not, we become through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ.
所以我们原来不是，但是借着耶稣基督的献祭呢，我成为跟他有份的人。
Okay. What we did not have by ourselves, we now have through the sacrifice of Jesus.
我原来靠着我们自己没有的，现在借着耶稣基督的献祭呢，我们有了。
Okay. Now,let me see if I can put it this way.
我们来看看能不能这么写。一个新造的人。
I'm not going to be a Gentile anymore.
我不再是一个外邦人了。
I'm not going to be a Jew anymore.
我也不再是一个犹太人了。
I am going to be a Christian now.
我现在是一个基督徒了。
So, where it says in verse 12 that we were without Christ, now we have Christ.
十二节说呢，我们没有基督的，现在与基督无关的，现在有了。
Where it says we were aliens and we didn't have a home, we got a home.
原来是 now, 游荡在外的，没有家的，现在有了。
Where it says we were strangers with no covenant, we got the promises of God now.
现在呢，我们原来是没有这个住约的应许的，现在有了。
And it says we had no hope, we got hope now.
我们原来是没有盼望的，现在有了。
It said we were without God. We got God now as our Heavenly Father.
我们原来没有神，现在有了，就是我们的天父。
So, how did we get all this? only through Christ.
我们怎么得呢？就是借着基督。
Matter of fact, they're still Jews and they're still Gentiles.
事实上外形呢你还是能看见还是有犹太人呢还是有外邦人呢。
And they're still the church of God. What I mean, those who have believed in Jesus.
但是你会发现还有多了一群就是那些相信耶稣基督的就是神的教会了。
So, you might go out on the street somewhere and you talk to people and someone might say, well, I'm Baptist, or I'm Catholic, or I'm Presbyterian, or I'm Pentecostal.
你如果去街上你跟人聊呢还有的人会说哎呀我是浸信会的那我是长老会的我是天主教的有很多的说法。
Or you might talk to people and they say, well, I'm Russian, or I'm Australian, or I'm from South America, or I'm from Asia. Just, they're for all people, all different denominations, all kind of people.
那一样的道理你可能会碰到说、哎、我是俄罗斯来的我是澳大利亚来的我是中国亚洲来的 那各种各样的、就像宗教各种各样的宗派我们地上有各种各样的国家
We find in the last book the book of Revelation something very interesting
但是在最后一卷书启示录里面会发生一件很有意思的事
That out of every nation
在每一个民族
And out of every language every tongue
每一个语言里
These two groups represent the world
这两群人其实就代表世人了。
But Jesus Christ on the cross says, "I've got a group, and that's the group you want to be in."
那耶稣说呢，我要有一个有一群新的人，就是你们都要进去的那一群。
They are the people of God.
他们是神的孩子。
They have been to the cross.
他们都来到了十字架前。
And they have been adjusted to God's standard through the death.Of Jesus Christ.
他们都借着耶稣基督的死被调整成了神那完美的标准。
No longer Jew or Gentile.
再也没有外邦人和犹太人的区别了。
No longer slaves or free people.
再也没有自由人和奴隶的区别了。
No longer black or white or yellow or red or green.
再也没有白人、黄种人。甚至绿色的人的区别。
Now through Christ, one new person.
所以都成了一个新人，就是。
And I know that many of you here today, I know you have been to the cross.
我们知道，你们中间的很多人都来到十字架前。
And because you saw yourself in one of these groups.And you went to the cross, you are now in the family of God.
你们原来来之前都是这两群人当中一个，现在呢，你们借着信靠耶稣基督都进了一个家。
You that were far off have been made near by the blood of Christ.
你们那些远处的呢，也借着基督的血得亲近了。
And those who are near have been reconciled to God, and both have been made one.
那些近处的也借着耶稣基督的血得与神和好了，两下都成为一体。
You know the truth of this is if you are a believer today, in the family of God, we are brothers and sisters.
如果你今天信靠耶稣基督，
Imagine that.
其实就是一家人，他就是弟兄和姊妹。
You know why?
为什么呢？
We have the same Father.
因为我们有同样一个父。
We have the same Savior.
我们有同样一个救主。
And we are now in what the Scriptures call the Church of God, not the Mormons, not the Pentecostals, the real Church of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Church of God.
我们都在耶稣基督的这个普世的教会里啊。一员，那不是摩门，也不是五旬节，那我们是一个普世教会，耶稣基督为头的。
Out of every tongue and every tribe and every nation, I will finish today with a story.
啊，我今天呢会用一个故事来结束今天的这个短讲。
Some years ago, I was in Malaysia. In the jungle. I know you think Malaysia is all cities, but it has jungles.
Okay. 他说我知道，因为你们愣一下，是因为马来西亚你好像跟丛林连不起来啊。
So the person that I was traveling with said, "Would you like to see an Aboriginal village or the original people in Malaysia? Would you like to go back in the woods and in the jungle and see a village?"
所以就是邀请他的人呢说我你愿不愿意我带你去看一个土著人啊哪来的当地的这个土著人所以在丛林里的、
okay.
我带你去看。
So we left the vehicle on the road and we began to walk through the jungle.
所以我们离开这个车啊就开始在丛林里走了。
And we walked quite a while and then we came to the village.
然后我们走了一段以后就到那个村子。
And the village had, I think, maybe 8 or 10 houses in it.
那村子里呢，差不多有8到10户人家。
And they were all made out of bamboo.
都是竹子做的屋子。
You know, like bamboo poles.
啊，就是竹屋了，就是搭起来的竹子架。
And they would tie those together to make floors and roofs, and it was all made out of bamboo.
所以他们把这个竹子一根根绑起来，就可以做地板、做墙、做地。
And a very strange thing is that the whole village was in a dry river bed.
哦，这很有意思呢。就整个村子呢，建在什么上呢？建在一个干涸的河床上。
Yeah, and I don't know why.
我不知道为什么。
They made it in a river bed because I think sometimes maybe in the spring or something.The water might flow, but they were very high off the ground, about 6 or 7 feet high.
然后我就很纳闷哈，他为什么把这个建在干的河床上？如果春天发水的时候，不就冲走了吗？但至少他们的那个底啊，它那个地板都离地呢，差不多有6到8英尺高啊，就它架起来的架空的底下。
So they have a little ladder. You climbed up a ladder to get in your house.
所以你每一次呢，你要进到房子里去呢，你都要先爬几节楼梯才能上去。
And then the man said, "Let me show you one more building."
然后这个人带我去的人就说呢，我要带你看一个房子。
And this building was about the size of this square that we're making right here with the table.
那这个房多大呢？差不多就是我们现在这个桌子啊。拼起来的这个面积这么大。
Yeah. And it too was up on high poles.
同样它也是高脚啊先把它抬起来的。
This was about twice as big as a normal house.
但即便这样它已经比普通的房子呢要大两倍了。
And the floors of these houses, the bamboo wasn't tight. It had a space in between, to make the floor and all the,debris or dirt or anything fell right through.
所以呢这个屋子很有意思就是它那个地板的竹子呢绑起来不是很紧密。
They didn't
竹子跟竹子之间有很大的空隙所以那些东西呢都能往下掉。
Yeah. They didn't have vacuum cleaners.
所以他们也
It just fell through. always falling through. Very neat, very clean. Inside, always.
所以他们里面永远都很干净，不需要吸尘器，因为东西灰就自己掉下去了。
So we climbed up into this big building.
所以我们就爬到这个大的屋子。
Yeah. And there was only one piece of furniture in this building was a small table.
这个房子里呢只有一件家具，就是一个小桌子。
And the man said to me, This is where the Christians meet.
然后那个人告诉我呢，说这就是基督徒们聚会的地方。
The table was for the bread.
Come. 这个桌子是给聚会用饼和杯用的，因为我们要领圣餐。
And he said, "Would you like to meet one of the elders of this meeting?" Yes, I would.
然后他就说呢，你想不想，只有你想不想见这个教会的一个长老呢？只有说好的。
So he scuffled off over in a few minutes came back with this man.
然后这个带他去的人几分钟之后呢就带了长老来。
Now, I do not speak his language, and he does not speak my language.
然后我也说不了他的语言，他也说不了我的语言。
So we look at one another, and we smile, you know. Nice to meet you, and he says something, you know.
然后我们彼此看了，然后我们就微笑，然后我们就说很高兴遇见你，他也说他的话，没人明白什么意思。
You know what is interesting? Immediately, I felt part.Of the family of God.
然后很快我就觉得我就是这一家的一员了嘛。
Something like the scriptures say, God's spirit bears witness with our spirit. Okay, my spirit was bearing witness with His spirit. We both had the Holy Spirit, and even though we didn't know one another or we couldn't speak, we somehow knew we were connected in Christ.
所以在他里面的圣灵也是在我里面感动我的圣灵，我们是同感一灵的，虽然我们语言不通，但是我们知道我们是一家人，我们是很近的。
I think we even maybe had a picture taken of together something, I don't remember.
我觉得呢我们当时可能好像照了一些像啊，我们是在一起。
And then I walked back out of the jungle back to our vehicle.
然后我们就离开了丛林，回到我们车子上去了。
As I walked out of the jungle, I began to weep.
我走出丛林的时候呢，我就开始哭了。
And this was my thought.
这是我想的。
Only God could create a church that would work in the jungle of Malaysia.
只有神呢，能够在马来西亚的丛林里造一个教会。
In the cities of Beijing.Or Los Angeles, or New York.
也能在纽约、北京和洛杉矶一样的造教会。
God is doing something over the whole world.
神在全
世界。He is bringing those that are far off.
他把那些远处的、近处的都带来。他是那位行奇事的神。
It's God's way.
这是神的方式。
Man cannot do this.
人做不了的。
God does it.
神可以。
One way.
只有一个道路。
Only through Christ.
只有借着耶稣基督。
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Thank you. Someone close in prayer. I don't think I can. Okay.
We often sing the little chorus. It says, "Jesus Christ is the way."
所以我们经常唱的小圣诗呢，就是耶稣基督是那唯一的道路。
He's the only way.
唯一的道路。
He's the way that works in Malaysia.
他是呢在马来西亚的道路。
He's the way here in Vancouver.
他也是这里温哥华的道路。
He's the same way in Mississippi.
他也是密西西比的唯一的道路。
He's the same way in Beijing.
他也是北京唯一的道路。
Jesus Christ is the way.
耶稣是道路。
Jesus Christ is the truth.
他是真理。
And Jesus Christ is the new life.
他也是新的生命。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Father, we're so thankful.
父啊，我们要如此的感恩。
We're thankful not only that Jesus Christ is the way and the truth and the life. We're thankful that you've told us about him.
主啊，我们要不但感恩他是那唯一的道路、真理和生命，更感恩您把基督告诉了我们。
We're thankful for the Bible.
我们要为圣经献上感恩。
We're thankful for the Holy Spirit to explain the Bible to us.
我们也要谢谢您赐给我们圣灵，把圣经解给我们听。
We're thankful for the preachers that you send to tell us about the Lord Jesus Christ.
也谢谢您赐我们传道人，告诉我们关乎耶稣基督的真理。
And we're thankful for the truth that we can enjoy.
也谢谢您让我们能够享受的这美好的真理。
Lord, our prayer is for each of us.
我们的祷告是为我们在座的每一位。
We pray, Lord, that every one of us will come, either from where we were near or from afar off. We pray that each one of us will come to the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们的祷告是无论我们是在远处的还是近处的我们每一个人都能够来到耶稣基督面前
And Lord there are many of us who did come some of us a long time ago
有的时候我们没有来或者很长的一段时间没有到他面前
And therefore Lord our prayer is that for all of us who have come would you help us bring others to Jesus too
对于那些来的求您是不是帮助我们带领更多的人能到您面前来
We want them to find all the blessings that we found in Jesus
因为我们盼望那他们也像我们一样看见了耶稣基督的祝福
And so now Lord we want to thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ
主啊我们要谢谢您为了主耶稣基督
And we give thanks in Jesus name
这样的感恩奉主耶稣基督的名
Amen
Amen, Amen. Amen.